Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4933.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person who definitely had a significant influence in my life is my grandfather, because he had a very, his childhood was very difficult for him, and his family was very, it was generally very poor. And he worked extremely hard throughout school, throughout high school, and he brought up, he built and brought up a multinational company from ground up, and he has his hard work to thank for that. So I definitely look up to him as a significant role model in my life.
And what do you aspire to be in terms of, like, what kind of person do you want to be?
I aspire to be someone like my grandfather, who is independent, who looks after his family, starts something up on all by himself, and yeah, generally independent.
Okay, that sounds like hardworking too.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, how would you describe yourself?
Well, at the moment, I would describe myself as hardworking, but sometimes I slack a little, because I generally get bored of the everyday process, the things that I do every day. So I kind of get a little bored sometimes, but I try to work hard. I strive to achieve greatness.
Okay. And what types of things make you happy?
Mostly just being with family, being with friends. Enjoy their company.
Okay, what types of things make you sad?
Loneliness. That's the exact opposite. But.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
One of the most admirable qualities I think someone should have is loyalty towards their friends and family. Because without them, they're basically nothing, no matter how much money you have. How wealthy you are, how successful. You need to have someone to, like, support you at all times.
Okay. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Loyalty is a big value that my parents instilled in me. They made sure that I have loyalty when I grew up. Even though I receive all that I want from them, I still keep in touch with them, just to, like, have that contact and be loyal to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me how you like to spend time with your family. Like, what do you like to do?
We normally go out for dinner, watch movies. That's what we normally do to hang out. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about some activities that you enjoyed in your childhood.
Soccer was definitely a big activity I enjoyed. Basketball was another activity, and I used to swim a lot when I was a child.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
This book called Hachiko. It's about a dog who's extremely loyal to his master, and he was adopted as a pup by his master. Becomes extremely loyal to his master, and once his master, like, passes away, he feels so sad. He gets, like, really depressed.
Okay.
It's a very comforting story.
Okay, and do you read a lot?
Not really. I read that book a while ago, actually.
Okay. If you were to read, like, do you have a favorite kind of type of book that you like?
I mostly like criminal drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What is the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Interstellar, which was last night.
Okay, how was it?
It was pretty amazing. I mean,
good.
Christopher Nolan is an amazing director.
That's a long movie.
Definitely. Yeah, it is. It's a 3-hour movie.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch soccer, I like to watch golf, And occasionally I like to watch F1, Formula One.
All right, what do you do for fun?
For fun, I do a lot of things actually. I play video games, I watch movies, I play soccer is a big thing. I hang out with friends, just talk, go out, get food, a lot of things.
Okay, and what's your favorite video game?
Right now, it's Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
What about hobbies? Anything else that you
Hobbies,
do?
I used to play the guitar, but now I'm not really into it anymore because I don't have the consistency. So, and I left my guitar back home in India, so
Okay.
it's another reason.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a creative person?
I would. I mean, back home in India, I used to like make music. I used to jam a bit when I was on my guitar.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble any celebrities?
Not yet, no.
How about evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk that you've taken, or dilemma you have faced and its impact on you?
I guess it would be coming to America to study because I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, it's a new place, and I used to come here every summer, but I still didn't have that experience studying here in a college environment, in a dorm, living with someone I've never met before. So I didn't really know what to expect, so this has been a quite a big leap for me.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
So far, yes, I've been having the time of my life.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview Bruce Lee because he seems extremely disciplined with his fitness, with his martial arts, all of that, and he seems like a very knowledgeable person as well. All of his analogies, and I would like to interview him.
What would you say is your approach to life?
My approach to life is right now it's laid back. It's like sitting down, seeing all the possible circumstances. What will happen if I don't do this? What will happen if I do that? And then it's approaching the big picture.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience is definitely getting my first paycheck when I started working in India. So it was a lot of hard work, and at the end of the month, finally receiving the reward for working all that time. It's really amazing.
You had to work all month to get a paycheck?
Yes, it's not bi-weekly in India. Yeah, it's monthly.
Okay, do you have a favorite actor?
Oh, favorite actor. I have to say Steve Martin. He's a very comedic personality. He has so many movies, and he just brings a smile upon my face whenever I see him perform.
What about a favorite dinner or a favorite type of food?
Oh, type of food. It actually varies from time to time, but I'm generally a foodie, so I would eat anything.
Do you have a favorite board game, either now or when
Yeah,
you were a kid?
I used to be a big fan of chess when I was young.
Do you play, you don't play anymore?
I play occasionally whenever I get the chance.
All right. What is something you wish you could do but you can't right now?
I actually wish I could hug a panda because they're so cute, but unfortunately they're restricted to China, so I'd have to fly all the way there to do it.
And do you have a favorite season?
I like the summer simply because it's hot, you can get to do whatever you want outside. When it's cold, you're generally restricted to your bed because you don't want to go anywhere.
What types of things matter to you the most?
Like I said before, I think family is a big part of my life and friends. basically company. Good company.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
If I was a superhero, I guess I would be, his name is Nightcrawler, he's from X-Men. He can teleport wherever he wants, so that would definitely be a good power.
Okay, and then kind of along the same lines, if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Yeah, I would definitely like hop on a plane to like Spain, see a football, a soccer game there, go all over the world if I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what qualities do you like best in yourself and what do you like the least?
Qualities I like the most would be like my time management. I'm very good at managing the things I do in the time that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But another going on that is another bad thing that happens is I tend to be overconfident with the time I have, and I tend to take too many tasks, and I try to multitask, but it always backfires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are doing a co-op in finance.
Yes.
So what made you choose to do your co-op?
I have three co-ops, and for my first co-op, I went back to India to do it. And my first co-op was a finance job. And I didn't really have a choice of choosing what my first co-op was because I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. So I just sampled finance.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the job. I mean, I did international finance. I handled accounts for this company that had relationships with other companies in different countries. So that was very interesting for me. I loved how a small team manages the finance of a whole company.
Okay.
That was very interesting.
All right. So you are going to major in finance.
Yes.
Right. And I guess so. You kind of said you didn't know what you wanted to do, but you got interested in the field just because of numbers or like what made you.
I mean, it's just like realizing what you're doing in like a wider aspect, like how you're, like say. I receive an invoice from a company abroad, and they like process that invoice because someone from our company is using their goods.
Mm.
So that's like how I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are your plans upon a graduation?
Upon graduation, it all depends on if I find a good job here. Otherwise, I'm probably thinking about doing my master's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would stay?
I would stay, yes.
Okay. If you could choose any career other than finance, what would it be?
It would definitely be a professional soccer player in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
What positions do you play?
I play midfield, I play forward.
So you run
mostly attacking, yeah.
Okay. All right, if you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, who would you be and what would you be doing?
I would like to see myself owning a successful business, having a family, supporting that family.
Mm-hmm. Would you live here or would you live abroad?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I do like it here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I haven't experienced what life is like in several other countries. Yeah.
Okay. So you're open?
I'm open, yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening would be a candlelit dinner, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Would you cook?
I'm not a very good cook, but I could try.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
She has to be like outgoing, fun to be with, talkative. Yeah.
How about the nicest thing you have done for a significant other, or the nicest thing you could do?
The nicest thing I've done was, I think, buy chocolates.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the nicest thing I've done.
Do you really like chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you tell me what the happiest moment of your life was?
The happiest moment of my life was seeing my family last year after I've been away for like 6 months. So now I'm going back after 9 months, so it's probably going to be a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did, how long were you away the first time?
6 months.
6 months, okay, so longer.
Yeah.
Okay. Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
My mother.
And what are the most important lessons you've learned kind of in your life so far?
Let's see. Always be focused in what you're doing. So if you lose track of what you're doing, you just like, it's like a vicious cycle. You like lose focus, then you start doing other things, and it's just like a bad cycle. So always be focused.
Okay. How is your relationship with your parents?
It's really good. I mean, I talk to my mom every day. I used to talk to her every day, but now I've been calling her every weekend because I've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we Skype sometimes. It's a very good relationship.
Good. And how would you describe yourself as a child?
My parents told me that I was very mischievous and hyperactive and loud. I never used to cry. I always used to laugh as a kid. But yeah, I used to be very mischievous.
Okay. Were you a happy baby? Happy
yeah,
kid?
I was.
Okay. And do you have a best memory of childhood?
A best memory? No.
Or like a worst memory?
I don't actually remember much of myself as a child. But while I was growing up, I remember coming to America in the summer and going to SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing with the dolphins and yeah.
How about some good memories from like grade school or high school?
High school, I remember I went on a field trip with my friends to a museum of natural history back in India. And yeah, that was fun because our bus broke down like halfway there. We had to stay in a hotel for overnight.
Oh wow.
Until another bus comes, and it was fun. It was unpredictable, but it was fun.
Okay. Have there been any teachers who have had a particularly strong influence on you or that you really look up to?
My economics teacher in high school was really interesting because he used to give our class like stories of his life, telling us how he improved with hard work. How he went to the London School of Economics just because he worked so hard, and how anything's possible with hard work, basically.
What about traditions that have been passed down in your family? Do you have any holidays that you celebrate? Or
yeah, there's Christmas every year because I'm Catholic, and we used to. I remember going to church as a kid. Every Christmas, and we used to have a good dinner after church with roast turkey and all of that. Yeah, it used to be good.
Okay. And let's see. Tell me why you decided to participate in the donor program.
I mean, at the moment it seemed like a good idea because I needed the money, and it's always nice to give life. I mean, being a donor is the best possible thing you could do to get a little funds, so.
Okay. And is there any message you would like to add for recipients or offspring that might listen to the interview?
I'd just like to say that I hope their families find happiness.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4933.